All the head coaches, Tony Roque, Chuck Ferrari. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you are as well. Certainly a hard-fought game in the rain between Stony Brook and Richmond Saturday. Your team comes up just a little short, 20-19. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. Obviously, we both handled the weather conditions with adversity. I thought it was a good football game. It was certainly a physical football game. From start to finish, there were some good things that each team was able to do. And at the end, you know, the block extra point probably got us, but we got to make a stop on the last drive of the game. And they executed it, and they got the W.
Let's start with your defense. They certainly had a big day, forced 5 turnovers, including 4 interceptions. We had talked earlier about that was an area a year ago that I think you had 3 interceptions all season. Just talk about the effort that those guys put in and what were the keys to that?
Yeah, I think it was a tough day to throw the ball. So, I think both sides of the ball experienced some of those difficulties. But I think we're certainly been better at putting ourselves in position to make plays defensively. And, you know, certainly if you get 5 turnovers, you'd like to hope you're able to win the game or be there at the end. We're there at the end.
First question is more from Anthony DeCacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach, on top of the 4 turnovers or the 4 interceptions, your pass defense only allowed 112 yards passing, which was a struggle to start the year. What improvements have you seen from that aspect of the team?
Well, you know, certainly I think on that specific day, the weather played a part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're getting more comfortable with the system and the scheme. There's a late change in the summertime of what we were doing defensively. Had some young kids that hadn't been in the system and then learned the system and then had to be changed. So I think they're adapting to where we are. And, you know, I think we're making some plays, which is positive. We still gave up a big play in the pass game, which accounted for a bunch of those yards, and we've got to knock that down in the future.
And forcing 5 turnovers, obviously, that was, like we mentioned, that was a problem last year that – you've improved upon. What can you do in the future to capitalize on those chances offensively more?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. You know, when you freeze the film and you look at 3 of those situations, we had opportunities to put ourselves in the end zone, and you know, we were short on maybe picking up a blitz they blitzed with, or didn't get the ball to the correct receiver at the time. I mean, it's just execution. We got to continue to believe, continue to execute. We need to come up with more points, absolutely. And if we came up with more points off the turnovers, it potentially could have been a different outcome.
Thank you.
Chuck, while the guys in the back end kind of get the notoriety for the interceptions, how well did your guys up front play, not only being able to put pressure on their quarterbacks, but the goal line stand where you held them, I think, 6 plays from a 1 yard line or 1 or 2 yard line. How well did those guys play up front?
Yeah, I think, as I said, we certainly played a physical game. I believe there was 7 plays they had where we were able to make 6 run stops and 1 pass defend and held them to 3 points too when they had great field position. So, yeah, I think we've been able to play 8 guys up front. We had a couple of guys hurt on Saturday, weren't able to play, but our other guys took up for the slack. And, you know, they got a couple things done on in the run game during the game, but I think we controlled it most of the game in a positive way.
Offensively, only 96 yards on the ground in the game. Again, we've talked about that's an area that you guys have been so good in the past. What did you see from the running game to not be able to get that going on Saturday?
Well, you know, as I said, going into the game on last week's call, Richmond is the best in our conference at fitting gaps and putting people where they need to be. And they continue to do that. We got a few more yards, got a couple runs called back during the game that got out. We got our first string tailback back. I believe he was able to get 5 or 6 carries. He only played 10 plays. He's not healthy, is be much more healthy this week. And our number 2 back, Johnny Martin, was only able to grab the ball twice, played limited reps. They both practiced limited. I think that's part of it, to be very candid with you. I think they are a greedy team when it comes to the run. So, you know, I think we knew that would be tough to ground yards. And I think both teams on both sides of the ball did a good job defending the run.
In the passing game for the second week in a row, it was a nice effort by Anthony Johnson. He had the big catch numbers a week ago, Saturday, with a nice touchdown catch along the sidelines. How have you seen him develop and develop a rapport with Casey?
Yeah, I think it's continued to progress. We had a couple of other plays we left on the field that I'd like to have, but I'm honestly certainly frustrated. The scoreboard isn't different, but I do feel in each game we've got a little bit better, and I do feel in each game we've had our opportunities, and that's where we're going to take.
On Saturday, you guys are on the road in a conference game against Maine. As you've started to take a look at Maine, what are some of the challenges they present for your team?
Oh, you know, certainly they've been tested with the schedule they've played. North Dakota State, FBS opponent, Rhode Island and William & Mary, that's four very formidable opponents. So, they've been tested. They've held up. They're a physical team. They run to the football. They do some things defensively that cause some problems moving. And offensively, they've been able to move the football against everybody. And like us, they're looking to find their niche and be more consistent with what I'd call a young team also.
I was going to their freshman running back, Tristan Keenan, has had a nice year for them, not only running the ball, but out of the backfield. As you've taken a little early look at him and film, what do you like?
Yeah, he's a good football player. And, when freshmen have the opportunity to do that, you know, they've done a good job at recruiting and developing him. And, as I said, I think we got two similar teams right now that are both hungry to get on the scoreboard in the correct way. So I'm sure it'll be a good battle. Always has been a good battle between Stony Brook and Maine.
What is the difficulty? Obviously, it's a longer trip up to Maine, and that Black Hole defense gone up against plenty of times over the years. What's the challenge of getting a win at Maine?
It's always a tough place to play once you're there. I mean, it's honestly easiest. It's quicker to get to Maine than to get over the Throckneck Bridge from Stony Brook. So it's an hour flight. So honestly, that part of it makes it a very winnable situation from a preparation standpoint. So that won't be in, but Maine plays well at home, always has played well at home, and it'll be a tough place to grab a W.
All right, Chuck, safe travels to Orono, and appreciate your time today and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.